It is time for the highly informative and the very dependable golf tip of the week, LPGA style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, Jim. Who said this? Don't answer yet.
Don't answer.
Don't knock your competitors off the course. Just knock them off the leaderboard. Might have got you this week.
You might have.
All right, this week's tip of the week is right side for power.
Right side for power. There you go.
CQ. Good,
good rip.
CQ. You did.
We can do it even live, kids. That's right.
Yeah.
How about that?
All right. So as we're sitting here on the practice tee, it's really fun to watch as these ladies are hitting the golf ball. There's a sequence of motion that happens in the golf swing. However, what people forget is what side of the body is what hits the golf ball. For a right-handed golfer, when you take the golf club back, your last thing to turn is your upper body, and you're getting over onto your right side. And then when you start your downswing, or your hips are the last thing to turn, your hips are the last thing to turn on the backswing. So when you're turning back through on the forward swing, your hips are the first thing to rotate through to start your downswing. Well, the thing is, it's not pulling the club through. It's more driving the club through with your right side, because you want your power to come from that right side. Just like when you watch a baseball player as they're swinging at a pitch, if they're a right-handed batter, their left side is clearing out of the way, but it's that right arm is where all that speed is, and that's what you're going to see with these players. So as you're setting up over the golf ball, I want you to take the golf club back, get it in position, and then I want you to almost feel like you're coming over the top of the golf ball. I want you to keep that left shoulder back a little bit. Don't let it go, but let your right shoulder kind of come up over the top of the golf ball. And what you're going to do is you're going to find that right arm is going to be able to extend back toward that golf ball a lot better. It's going to get a lot longer through the shot, and by getting longer through the shot, you're going to hit the ball straighter and you're going to hit the ball farther.
That is your golf tip of the week,
brought to you by Shady Rays, who says, live hard, we got you.